I think Aaron Rodgers has the opportunity to grow just like everybody else. It's not the level of play per se, but is his ability to continue to raise the level of play of the people around him. His interaction in the meeting rooms with the quarterbacks, with the perimeter group is higher than it's ever been. I think it's very important for a veteran established player to do that.
Said he's been around so long, it seems like he's probably seen everything. So he has knowledge to go off of and experience to kind of pull from when he asks some of those questions. But he's great to have him there too.
So I mean, I'm day in and day out very thankful for the opportunity to be able to sit in that room. And, you know, it, at times it gets tough and you get a little bit frustrated because you feel like you know one thing. And at times, you know, it's like, man, you know, I see the other side of the coin. I know what they're talking about now. And, you know, sometimes it's more the process than the result at this point in time. You know, going through OTAs, you want to understand why you're doing it as opposed to just, oh man, you know, good touchdown or good throw. You know, you want to make sure that you understand that you're doing that so that day in and day out you can stay consistent with it.
It's a great place to be and a great opportunity because of that. You got three guys that have coached quarterbacks throughout their career. You know, Mike, his line of quarterbacks is you know, he's had some great ones. And Tom's as good of a coach as there is, I think, knowledge-wise. And then Ben's been great for us, too, just bringing a different side of the game to the quarterback room.
Having a quarterback coach like Coach McCarthy and Ben and Tom Clemens, those guys are second to none. And I really appreciate what those guys have done. And obviously watching Aaron has been a treat, too.
You know, I think it's important to go through, you know, quarterback school when you're developing as a young quarterback. He clearly made a jump and improvement last year, and I see that again this year.
This year, more than ever, we got back to some of the quarterback school stuff, doing IPWs and some of just going straight back to fundamentals and working on just the fundamentals of the job, the fundamentals of throwing the football and things like that, and that was huge.
But I think in this game, especially this offense and the Green Bay Pack organization, it really, you know, they teach you from the ground up. They really teach you a lot of basics and things that help you play faster and play smarter and be able to get the ball into the hands of the playmakers. And, you know, that's something I've constantly got to work on. And being here is really my first opportunity to see that.
The biggest adjustment coming into, you know, really this system or anything was the protection side of things. And this is a great opportunity to work on things like that. And you're going to have blitz periods and they're going to show you lots of looks. And you know, as a backup, you really get more reps now than you get any time else. And I feel more comfortable now than I've ever felt.
I look for him to make improvement. I look for BJ to compete with him. And, you know, BJ needs to continue to grow. He's got a lot in front of him, and he's got a lot of work to do, too.
You know, just going out there, I feel very confident standing in the pocket. I feel like I can make every throw. But, again, you know, a lot of it is playing quarterbacks a lot more than just having a big arm and being able to move. You got to be able to do everything required of that. And, you know, these guys are helping me push me in that direction.